I want to assure the Melashenkos the schools in Mountain View Conference are evangelistic centers. The majority of our students are not Adventists, and we treasure each one of them and the opportunities they give us. And we'd like to have our singers come up for that, y'all? Yeah, for one song. Thank you.
While walking on this earth, we are nothing in ourselves, yet God has chosen to use us in His mighty hand. For the master plan requires human instruments, but they must not ever glorify themselves.
You'll enjoy hearing that. Elder Bogus and I were just talking about the fact that there is an opportunity for you whether or not you have...
Amen.
He didn't wink.
Cross set me free. I
Mentioned service. That's a strong theme at all of our Mountain View schools, I imagine all through Adventist education. And in our conference, we've developed a mission program. And the young lady I'm going to introduce to you now has been an important part of our mission program. She's an alumni of our conference. She graduated from Highland Adventist School, was it 3 years ago now, Rebecca? Yeah. She comes from a family, we can't take all the credit for this, Jamie and Elfie Edwards and her mom, Sherry, and her dad, Jay, they all have been involved in mission service in the Philippines, I believe it was. Is that correct? But anyway, Rebecca really followed on through. She attended the Mexico mission trip with us and the Panama mission trip and made a great contribution. Well, she came back from...
you'd wish to be said.
Privilege of making a very special presentation to a very special person. The Columbia Union Office of Education makes an annual award to Teacher of the Year and Administrator of the Year. And this past year, our local conference office of education made a nomination of one of our teachers who we felt deserved that honor. And I'll just tell you a little bit about her and then turn the time over to Ham and Eliana. I've known Susan Wilson, who was our nominee, who teaches at the Greenbrier Valley Academy in Lewisburg. I've known her as a colleague and as a friend for a number of years now, and I think she was a good choice for this nomination. I hold her in high regard as an educator and want to tell you of just three things that I admire about her. There are many more, but I've picked three. Susan is totally committed to kids, working long, long hours. You can always call her and find she's at school, and having a heart as big as Texas when it comes to caring and extending herself for kids who need it. One year, Susan had a student who, for some reason I don't remember, was not able to be part of the regular school day program but still needed to attend school. So that year, each day when her regular school day was over, Susan prepared herself to teach another few hours to the student who needed to go to school into the early evening, as I understand it. I believe I chided her for it, thinking she was going to overdo it and wear herself down, but she didn't stop. She did this through the whole year, as far as I know. Her marathon days continued. She's a well-educated professional. This is reason number two. Her students make good academic progress and know she cares about them. She works patiently with each one, helping them master their subject area. In areas where she feels someone else can better do the job, she'll arrange all kinds of creative fixes. She takes her kids to swimming lessons. She's arranged for an art teacher to work with her students, gymnastics lessons, and other interesting programs that she arranges to enrich the curriculum. She's skilled at pulling together people and resources to benefit her kids. While she's doing all of this, she still takes time to help other teachers by serving on conference boards and conference and union committees. taking training and otherwise equipping herself to help mentor and lead other teachers. And finally, my three thoughts, Susan keeps on keeping on through good times and bad. And I think you have to have that quality to be a successful teacher, especially in a small school. Susan really does. When you've taught as many years as we have, and all of the teachers on the platform here have taught a number of years, you've been through a lot that requires that special ability to keep going. Sometimes you have to deal with unhappy parents, rude students, frustrated school boards. Over the years, I've been very impressed at how Susan has weathered all that comes with being a teacher principal in a small school. This past year was the worst, though, with the unexpected passing of Susan's husband, our beloved Charlie. And I was impressed again at Susan's ability to keep going despite any obstacle. I know she has to have a relationship with God that sees her through all this, and I'm very much in awe of that. And I'm so glad she's my friend and colleague here in Mountain View, and it's an honor to have nominated her.
You know, Lord, it just doesn't seem fair. This is the second time this afternoon that someone stole my notes. How do you beat what you've just heard? You know, how do you take anything beyond what you've just heard about the heart and the passion in that heart of one of your own for Adventist education? I should hear amens ringing through this hall. Yeah. I've been in the work for now, I'm in my 40th year. Now, thank you for thinking I do look too young to be in the work for 40 years, but it is 40 years. And over those many years, I've had an opportunity to observe many, many, many teachers. But through those years, I also came to the realization that we don't do enough to acknowledge teachers for all of what they give. Yes, they receive, not enough, but they receive. Beyond the monetary, God gives them abundance of blessings, I believe. But we have an obligation, I feel, to point out individuals who really go above and beyond the call of duty. So in 2006, when it finally dawned on me, it took me a while, we need to put some program together to acknowledge individuals who give so much of their lives to Adventist education. We implemented this program. I took the idea to my colleagues. They loved it. Went up to administration and said, hey, you need to be behind this. And they were 100%. So we started the program 5 years ago. And I have to tell you that this year there were 10 nominees from across the union. 10. Okay? And there could have easily been 10 times 10, because I believe every teacher that steps forward in a classroom in Adventist school is a person that's dedicated and committed to the mission of Adventist education. I believe that. So making distinctions between one another is difficult, but we felt we needed to do it. And in the case with Suzanne, we have an individual whose heart just cries out in a lot of ways, Adventist education is good. Adventist education makes a difference in young lives. Adventist education is what I want my life, my work, my ministry to be fashioned around. Amen. God is good. Amen. Because he gives us faithful servants to stand before young people in those classrooms as ambassador for Jesus Christ himself, to lead them to an understanding that it's not only about what they learn in any given day, but it's preparing for a life of service now and in the future and the future to come. Amen. In the work of the Lord. So it is for me a distinct privilege. A distinct privilege. And I'm going to ask my colleagues up on the stage to come join me. You stay right there. Come on up. Let's make this a joint presentation. To acknowledge one of your own, Susan Wilson, who is making a difference in the lives of children. You know, one of the criteria is service. Boy, you heard a lot about service when Cheryl stole my notes. And she shared, you heard a lot, and you heard about passion, but she's given so much more. She really has. And I know the Lord is looking down with a smile on his face now as we take this opportunity to acknowledge one of his faithful servants, Suzanne Wilson.
Amen.
Um,
Thank you. But I feel like teaching is a teamwork. And my biggest member, of course, is Christ. My second team member, as I said, passed away. But he was always there for me in supporting everything that I did. I would come up with all kinds of ideas, and then he would help me implement them. I have a reading hut in my classroom that I saw a picture of, and I said, oh, he said, well, how do we do that? I said, I don't know, but I know you can figure it out. And he did. And he built it with the kids. And they just thoroughly enjoyed it, you know, because he would put the corners together and they would nail the nails, and he was there. He went on all the field trips and mission trips and was beside me. Others have come in. My parents are a good support and have stepped up. I've had other people that have come in and have joined me in the classroom, and they are our kids, all of them, and they're all special. I believe strongly in Christian education. My children went through it. My son grumbled a little bit. But the biggest joy was this year when he said to me, Mom, you know what? You were right. And I said, I was? What was I right in? I'd like to know. He said, Christian education has been very good to me.
Amen.
And it has a high quality. And he is coming home today from Europe, where he was there with his architecture class. And, you know, to take kids over there from, he goes to Andrews University, and he has enjoyed it. He's a very hands-on person, and architecture has fit in very well for him. And he has enjoyed his teachers there, and he has said that the education is top-notch.
Amen.
So I was glad that public school was never an option. And he just made my day when he said that.
Amen.
Again, you know, we've been talking about husbands and wives. I met mine at a Christian school, at an Adventist school. It happened to be in France. We happened to go over on with ACA, Adventist Colleges Abroad. And so we met at the school in France. In fact, I helped him write letters back to his girlfriend because I thought it wasn't very nice that he didn't talk to her. And we became very close. And it's a blessing to marry your very best friend.
Amen.
Which we became. And I miss him, but I know that the Lord is here with each and every one of us and in our classrooms. And it's with him that we carry on.
Amen.
Thank you.
One theme I hope you're hearing is that while we only go through grade 12 in our conference at a couple of our schools, we really support Adventist education all the way through. I mean, for me, you know, the advantage of meeting an Adventist spouse who was raised in a home similar to mine is just a blessing. So anyway, I hope you guys know that Adventist education all the way through is the way to go, in our opinion. And while our musicians are getting ready for one more song, the representative from Washington Adventist, is he here in the congregation? Okay. We're going to let them say a word if they wanted to. I want you to know that that we have watermelon for everybody up at the lodge, I assume, when the music is over. So if he's not here to speak, then we'll go right into, you guys can finish out all the music that you have. And I hope you'll stay by and enjoy a wonderful concert. And when you're done, head on up to the lodge for a watermelon feed on Washington Adventist University.
We can do the offering.
Oh, that's your, go right ahead.
Yes. I
don't want to make say a lot, but there's no meeting like an Adventist meeting. And at Adventist meetings, it's not an Adventist meeting unless you take an offering. Right? Hello? Amen? All right. Ushers, get ready to take an offering for Adventist Christian education, if you will. All right? They'll get the baskets, and we'll take up an offering as soon as our choir sings. All right? Thank you very much.
Bogus, can I take just 90 seconds? A lot of you don't know who these people are, but they are missionaries to West Virginia, early from Tonga, a South Pacific island, and into California and Arizona. And they have left good-paying jobs. They have left lovely homes. They have left their churches, which cried out, "You're taking our music," and come to our school. And Miracle Meadows is the only Adventist alternative school which accepts children from first grade through 12 that are having difficult problems. And they have come in and given their hearts as missionaries, as well as with the rest of our staff. And they brought their music with us. And this is all voluntary. The kids have stepped forward and are learning to sing with them. Isn't it wonderful? And praise God. Thank you.
Thank you much, Gail. If the ushers will stand, we'll ask the Lord to bless the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the ministry of music. Thank you for the ministry of Christian education. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that soon and very soon, Jesus is going to come. And, oh, Father, I pray that you'll help us. Help us as parents, that we'll see in the eyes of our children value that you see, that we'll do everything that we can to help the children who are around us and in our homes to be ready to meet you also. Bless this offering today. Bless again the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. Hearts have been blessed this week, and I want to say thanks to Elder Kingsley Witsit. Where's Kingsley at? Right back here. Kingsley, stand up. Some may not know who you are. Elder Witsit was the one in charge of our music this year for camp meeting. Thank you, Elder Witsit. And so we want to invite the Golden Singers to come and share now in ministry music that's going to help us to celebrate this wonderful time of Christian education in the Sabbath. And again, watermelon feed at 5:30, I believe it is. Okay? God bless you and thank you.
Going to sing one song and then we'll ask the choir again to join us for another song, then we'll go on from there.
Trials and trials, he'll see me through.
the King.
Praise God, it's a miracle to work at Miracle Meadows. We were asked to speak a little about where we come from. I'm sure a lot of you guys just don't know where is this place we're all from, what island it is, if it ever exists. If you look it up on the Atlas, we're a dot, and we're known as the period on the Atlas. So I guess that explains a lot. And we're the only one remaining kingdom in the South Pacific, the kingdom of Tonga. And just a few months ago, our king passed away, and his brother is on to be the next on the throne. However, the reason why we want to bring this up is that it teaches us to know how to affiliate and how to work around the king. If we are to be around our king in heaven, I'm sure this is an experience for us to know. That's one thing among the thousand things that we would recall from our inheritance. The next thing is our Sabbath. Every church at this time in Tonga is going to church on our Sabbath, the Seventh-day Adventist. Reason why is that the deadline comes and the international deadline comes and curve on us. And human changed this line or curved it for reasons of emergency. But the whole of Tonga still remains on what we're supposed to be. And so that makes there's no such Tongan words or no translation for the word Sunday. And so our calendar is the only one with a few of the South Pacific Islands that starts from Monday, and the seventh day is Sabbath. So Sabate is Sabbath. So all, it doesn't matter if you're Catholic, Mormon, Wesleyan, whatever church you go to. It is a day that we wake up to hear bells, we hear the lalis, where you bang all the wooden stuff, a call for worship, and that's all we hear. People walk to church, there's no planes on that day, there's no ships docking on that day, no stores open, all to glorify God. That's a little bit of what. And again, it helps us to understand and keeps us strong in the faith that we're in and to remain faithful to the Creator. I think that's just a few of the things that we want to share with you guys. And like we've been told, we had moved at different times. Let me just introduce quickly. Right there at the piano is my baby brother, my little brother right there. He's not so a baby anymore, but and Mr. Willie here is our cousin. We all come from the same village back home, and to get married to this brother and sister here, who were in Arizona. So that's how. If you are confused, because everybody's confused about us, and we're just confusing like that. However, today, the meaning of the word golan, I'm sure if you look up in Joshua 19 and 20, it talks about one of the cities of refuge as Golan. And so that's the meaning of our name. We hope, by any chance, our actions speak to become a refuge and to be a helper for everybody. And now we are presently in Miracle Meadows, where we're serving with for these lovely kids in blue over there. I think, and then we're going to sing a few songs, because I'm sure you guys are tired of sitting here, but we want to praise God with everything.
Back to where there's a right
And there is a wrong that to wear is black or white. You'll see the difference is like day and night. We're going back to things above. We're going back to our first love. We got to go back to living true. We're going back. We're going back.
We're going to sing a cappella song right now. And back in the islands, we don't know these music that we are doing here. I am the only one here out of the five of us. I don't even read no notes at all. They all play some instrument, piano, trumpet, you name it, guitar. They all can play that. But it's for myself. So they feel sorry for me and just make me sing most of the songs, if you see that. And at this time, we're going to sing one of the acapellas. I hope you guys pay attention to the words of this song, please. Getting a little hoarse.
Some years ago, we were told this, you know, apostasy to be found in our church. Doctrines and standards most are fully discarded. Apostasy is here. Raise high the standards, uphold the doctrines. It's shaking time to stand. With the spirit of prophecy, oh, make apostasy. Sunday law will disclose apostasy is here. Raise high the standards, uphold the doctrines. It's shaking time to stand. With the spirit of prophecy, oh, make apostasy.
So thank the Meloshangos for not being here today so we can sing. And if you're disappointed, please forgive us. We're familiar with them from back west. We met them in a few of the camps. So let the Holy Spirit lead us into the, as we're coming to the end of our concert.
Jesus said, here I stand, would you please
let me hear. And you said, I will tomorrow.
Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow.
Part of the verses, we're going to sing our own language, one of the verses or two. And then at the very last chorus, I would invite all of you guys to join.
Straight. trust, thy love, obey thy word, Lord.
Because Jesus saves, we have a hope for tomorrow. And on that midnight cry, it is our hope that we'll all be there to meet him in the sky. Where?
at the midnight cry. Look around me, I see prophecies fulfilling
every day,
and the signs of the times, they're appearing.
Pastor Whitsett, please pray for us.
Wasn't that beautiful? Yeah. And what I appreciated especially is the selection of music and the message that this music brought us. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, we are grateful for this beautiful Sabbath day. What a blessing the Sabbath has already been to us. We are thankful for this group that shared with us and the Miracle Meadows Choir that sang with us this afternoon. We pray that you will bless these folks as they are certainly a blessing to others. Use them effectively in ministry to others. Bless us now as we go to our supper and to fellowship together. Bring us back again tonight at 7 as we close such a wonderful camp meeting experience that we've enjoyed. We praise your holy name through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Ride across the land with his rifle on his saddle and his Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail. Traveled through the mire and mud, told about the fiery furnace and of Noah and the flood. He preached the way to heaven was by water and the flood as he went riding, singing down the trail. To ride and preach
across the land with his rifle on his saddle.
All about the promised land as he went.